Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. It's a getaway Friday night, Friday, November the 12th, 2021, 13 and a half minutes past the hour. Scott Spears back with you, Angie Evers, and I think a call waiting for us. Go ahead, caller. Are you there? Caller. Well, apparently the caller's gone. If that was you, give us a buzz back. 740-383-9944. If that was you, buzz us back. Here we go. Maybe the phone will cooperate. Cooperate? Cooperate.
Cooperate.
Cooperate. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, now I'm here.
All right, good to hear.
Your kerfluffle item. Is it a paper towel?
Not a paper towel. That's a good guess as well.
Oh, I'm running out of paper products. Come on, man, give me a hint.
I know, we're getting in trouble, aren't we? Have you seen the Grinch Hershey Kisses?
No, I stay away from candy, so I don't pay no attention to that.
Well, see, I don't really like, I would never eat it, because I don't like chocolate, and I'm really not much of a candy person. I mean, I can eat chocolate, it sounds bad.
For 5 years?
What's that?
Is it going to be like that cookie you had for 5 years?
Yes.
Well, see, you have to, well, I've never told about the Butterfinger situation in my house, have I?
Oh, dear.
Butterfinger's older than that?
Well, you know, I am not a candy cookie type of person. I'm just not a sweets person. Now, if somebody makes me a dessert, I will eat it. But there are just certain things, like if somebody buys me a candy bar, I don't eat it. So, but I always think I will. I always have the intention that I will.
So, how old is this Butterfinger?
Well, I think George Washington gave it to me.
He couldn't eat it because of his wooden teeth, right?
Well, you know, he has wooden teeth. I found that out at the dinner with the presidents. His favorite dessert was fruitcake, and that's why he has wooden teeth.
I wouldn't doubt that a bit. I mean, I've never had a fruitcake, but I've never heard anything good about it except from Charlie.
Oh. You can't. I think his taste buds were dead years ago. He used to eat all that junk that they'd bring back from foreign lands. Ugh.
Oh, yeah, he was on there today with that show you guys was playing today. He was on there talking about eating squid and how it was always tough.
Ugh.
The only thing I knew that he would not eat, at one time they gave him a chicken foot, and he would not eat it. He couldn't bring himself to do it.
I don't blame him. I wouldn't eat a chicken foot either.
But he ate all that other junk, like seaweed.
I stop at the ankle.
Yeah. Well, you know, he would, he did like tossing back the drinks, though. I used to have, we'd go down to the OK and have a few, and heaven knows on Christmas Eve he lifted a few.
You know, nothing wrong with that, as long as you're not driving.
No, but I would always say, Charlie, doesn't this mess with your medication? Does this mix with your medication? He said, don't worry about it.
According to him, it didn't.
No, he had no problem with it. But he always drank. I'll tell you, it's funny because if you listen to some of those Christmas shows, which maybe we'll put
have.
To... Huh?
I have.
Yeah, he's clearly inebriated. The rest of us, I don't ever remember getting inebriated. Now, there are days where I felt pretty good when I left the station, but there were days it got so bad. I hate to tell this off-the-air secret, especially with his daughter sitting right here in front of me. But the last year we did that, he knew that he got so drunk every year that he had his wife come pick him up. He didn't even try to drive that day.
That's good.
Yeah, I
don't remember if it was the last one you guys played of his or the one before that, but yeah, I mean, he was starting to slur his words. And
I think that was probably the last one.
Yeah, he the last year he went very deep, and we all knew he was going deep. And about halfway through it, he just blurts out. He says, "You know, I got to go to the doctor when I leave here today." And I said, "I hope they don't have to drain your blood because it's just going to spill out all over the floor. It's going to be so thin."
Oh yeah. Well, he only had to go downstairs from that one, right? Did he? Didn't you guys
into
the Ohio Health Building?
Yeah, we were in the Ohio Health, but I don't know if that was the doctor he was going to that day. But yeah, he that year, I think he knew he was going to drink heavy, so he didn't even try to drive. But
yeah.
there were times, and he would, you know, I hate to say that, but you know, we all drove home. You didn't expect to drink that much, but you cannot taste the alcohol in the eggnog.
Now, see, I'd rather taste the alcohol, not the eggnog.
Oh, no. When you dump it in, when you put alcohol, you can put such a... Because we put moonshine. It's moonshine.
Oh, no. I would never drink moonshine.
Yeah, we drink moonshine and eggnog, and it's like a shot into a glass of eggnog.
Yeah, well, when you're talking something about 200 proof, it's not going to take more than a shot.
Well, that's how we celebrate Christmas here at the station. Now, last year, Glenn, now he got a little on the side when he and I did it.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring Mary Ellen in this year and see if we can get her, see what her favorite holiday drink is. We're not a cooking station, we're a drinking station.
I bet you Mary Ellen would drink mulled wine.
Oh, well, Mary Ellen drinks. I mean, I don't think she'd mind me. That sounds bad, doesn't it? Mary Ellen drinks. No, she does have a, you know, she likes a taste every so often, but I don't think she drinks heavy.
Well, I would hope not.
No. I mean, but that, you know, I guess it's the holidays. It's the libation of it all.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with tipping one back now and again.
I always feel, though, at Christmas, when I drink those, I think I usually drink two. And I know at that point I feel pretty good, but I'm still in control if anything bad would happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, that there are some years that people have gotten a little too far into the eggnog.
Sometimes once that train gets the rolling, they forget to get off at their stop.
Yeah, and then things just start falling out of their mouth that you don't understand what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Well, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Oh, man.
I'm not a drinker, so...
But you said your dad was not a drinker either.
No, not really. He liked that Yingling. Is that what you call it? Yingling?
He would
drink that sometimes.
He liked that moonshine.
Yeah. Probably because it was special. Like, you know what I mean? Once a year.
But he didn't pronounce poinsettia right.
Poinsettia.
It's poinsettia. It's coming. And, oh, those god-awful fruitcakes.
Oh, I know what I was going to ask you. Is it veterans or veterans?
Depends on which part of Ohio you're from. Veterans.
Okay, I know you say veterans, and I always say veterans.
Well, it's like interest. Now, some people say innerst. I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
What you do this year, Scott, is get your money up for the bus fare and just lay that on the desk, and then you can get as sloshed as you want, and I'll just come pick you up.
Oh, you'll take me home.
For $1.25.
For a dollar? Well, that's not a bad deal. Now, how am I going to get back to my...
how expensive is the Dewey?
now, how am I going to get back to my car?
Okay, Scott, I can't solve all your problems. I thought I was doing good just to provide that one solution.
Well, this year, we're going to do something on Christmas Eve like that. Now, last year, we brought Glenn in, and I think we'll bring Glenn in again, but, you know...
Speaking of Glenn,
huh?
I just die laughing every time. The funniest thing... Remember last year, I laughed so hard I had tears in my eyes when he said, he was describing the fruitcake and he said, well, it sure is colorful. It looks like a macaw threw up. I laughed so hard I had tears in my eyes. I don't know why that was so funny to me, but remember when he said that?
You know, that doesn't, I can hear him saying that. I don't remember the particular, was this the day before Christmas?
Yes. Yeah, it's like your Christmas Eve show. And I don't know why that struck me as so funny. He says it looks like a McCall threw up, and I just like busted out laughing. I'm glad I wasn't trying to drink when he said that.
You know, Glenn is a good audience because he's not always so funny himself, but he's a good laugher. You can make him laugh just at about.
I feel like that's how this whole show works. Like we all kind of just ping off of one another.
Yeah, and I think that's fun, and you know, it's always surprising to me, because I think of this as like a little phone tree in the morning, but you go out in public and you realize people are listening to it.
Yeah. I know, sometimes we'd probably all be a little more shy to call in if we knew just how many people were listening.
Well, but you know what, it really is old-fashioned radio, which I do like. You know, we really don't come in with any kind of agenda in the morning. I don't come in with anything in the morning. And we just have fun and whatever. Like this morning, I didn't have any idea we'd be talking about that dog collar for an hour, but that happened.
Right. Well, feel better, Angie.
Oh, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, phone lines are open here. The kerfluffle item's white. Again, we're out on the kerfluffle item again. It's a paper item. 740-383-9944.
So
I still worry when I drop dead, who's going to do the morning show?
I don't think you're going to drop dead.
I could.
I will drop dead before you drop dead.
You never know. You know, one morning I could just drop dead. But I have no fear of it. Because I think at this point, you know, it's not like I'm elderly or anything, but, you know, I've done what I needed to do.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if I were to die in my sleep and not wake up, I'd be okay with that. I mean, that probably sounds bad, but, I mean...
Well, I don't think I would be okay with it.
Well, you wouldn't cry.
Oh, let's not get onto that. I don't know why. Listen, I have a crying disease where I cannot cry about anything. Now, I guess I could probably fake cry about something, but I don't know why. I mean, do you think that's an issue in my life that I should see a psychiatrist or something?
Probably.
Go ahead, caller.
Is it the paper off the stall when you went and bought your Diet Coke before you went to the station?
You know what? That's in the car tonight, but I do have a Diet Coke with me. You are right.
Well, I thought maybe that might be it.
Yeah, well, good guess, though.
Yep.
Thank you. No, that's not the item. 740-383-9944. We're talking about a paper item that's white in the studio. I'm looking right at it. 740-383-9944. 25 minutes past the hour. That's tonight's kerfluffle item. I don't know. Maybe it's a block in my... I always try to find the good in every terrible situation.
Right.
Like, give me a horrible situation in which somebody would cry, and I'll tell you the good in it.
Oh, I can't think of things off the top of my head.
Well, what do people cry about?
People dying.
People dying. I say, well, they don't have anything to worry about anymore.
Right.
They have no worries.
Right. And if I were to die, you can be like, well, at least she doesn't have those awful headaches anymore.
Well, but you know, I don't think you... See, here's the problem. I don't think people should make... You ever notice how people wait till they're ill to decide if they want to be resuscitated? That's not the best time to decide if you want to be resuscitated because you're sick and you just want to be not sick anymore. You don't think rational anymore. You don't think that you're going to get better. You need to have that question answered when you're well.
Right. Well, you know, like at the doctor's office, we do, we call them basically like preventative exams where the doctor will go over that kind of stuff with the patients while they're in the office and let them know what their choices are. So that is a good thing to do.
As I always say, I'm the big R.
The big R.
The big R, resuscitate at all cost.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'd be an R for now, but not when I'm older.
Well, I do because, I want to go on. I have a curiosity that I want to know what's going on.
Well, I don't think I'm that curious.
You know what I don't like? I don't like when they say, well, just because they're older, they should not be ours. As if that's a reason not to be our.
Right. I mean, I guess you have to look at the whole situation. I mean, somebody that's 85, 90 could be perfectly healthy and no issues, and they could be an R. But I think a lot of people, when they get to a certain point, they don't want to be an R.
Yeah, but that's not good, because don't you want to continue on? I mean, if you go suddenly, nothing you can do about it. But, you know, if you have the possibility to be R, wouldn't you want... See, because I don't want my last thought on this planet to be looking at people who, and me, my thought, why aren't they helping me?
But what if... I mean, what if you don't have your memory and you don't know?
Well, then I won't know.
So... I mean, I don't think...
I don't mind being a burden to other people.
See, I don't want to be a burden to other
people. If I don't have my memory, I won't even know that I am a burden.
I know, but... I don't know. I'm a little bit different.
That goes back to that old saying, what they don't know won't hurt you.
I don't know. I see things every day in my line of field, and I'm like, I do not want to go through that.
Now, there are a few people I wouldn't mind if they were DNRs.
No.
Matter of fact, I wouldn't mind if they just were, what do you call that? If somebody just pulled their plug right now.
Flatline.
Flatline, just flatline. Because certain people just annoy you a little bit.
Yeah.
But you get past it.
Right.
There are very few people, though, that annoy me.
I probably drive you nuts.
No, it's not even people. It's people, usually, who you... Like, little things about them bother you. I could never be angry with somebody who I don't know. But somebody who I'm around, and, you know... I don't know. I was having a conversation with one of those people last night.
Hmm.
And I thought, well, if the end comes, the end comes.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
You know, I think talking about death is very important, because it's the one thing none of us really knows. And people are sort of afraid to talk about it.
Oh, you know, speaking about death, I had a dream. Was it last night? Yes, it was. It was last night. I had a dream about my dad.
And, oh, this is good.
Yeah, and my dog. And my dog that died this year. Well, technically, he lived with my mom, but he was still my dog. But anyway, I had a dream that had both of them in them.
Well, do tell if you want to share with the audience.
Well, you know, it's the end of the day, so I could have told you a lot more about it this morning, but I do know that I was in the woods, and my dad magically appeared in this castle lake. I was floating down the river on some, like, wave runner type of thing. I don't know. It was just a river by my house, and I came across this big castle. And I look up, and there's my dad. And I was like, oh, Dad's here. And then I ended up, we went back. I don't even remember who I was with in the boat. But anyway, we went back, and we were at this house. And my dad showed up, and then the house caught on fire. And then my dog came running up, trying to get us out of the house. I don't know. It was weird. I have crazy dreams, so.
Well, that's not a bad dream.
No, but it was nice to see my dad in my dream.
I don't know.
And my dog.
Who are both, have went on to their reward.
Yes. Yes. But we do have my dog's paw print in his ashes. Oh, well, they're in my daughter's room. And then I have my dad's, some of his ashes in my room.
Do you think we should bring him to the studio?
You know, that might be a good idea. bring him to the studio.
Well, he was always in a good mood when he was, you know, in the studio.
You know what? I could bring him to the studio and you would never know. Like, we could put him in here and set him on the table and nobody would ever know.
No, but you see, that's interesting.
I could secretly put him in here and you wouldn't even know.
Well, he might be in here now. We don't know.
No. Well, his picture's in here.
His picture is in here.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people who have went on, their pictures are hanging up in here. Like Ox Baker and your dad and Martha Dowse and Madge and Flippo and... You know, there's Martha up on the wall when she was probably 25, 30 years old.
On point.
On point. Can you believe that's Martha Dowse?
No. That's a neat picture, though.
She was a mover and a shaker in her day.
Yeah. So.
She was a mover and a shaker till right up about a month before she, she was still moving and shaking in the facility she was in.
Yes.
She never slowed down.
No. And she always called you.
Oh, she did. And her answering machine messages were my favorite thing in the world. I still have a ton of them.
I was going to say, I think your answering machine is probably full of Martha messages.
She could eat the tape recorder up on the answering machine like nobody's business. She would have a little conversation there with the answering machine. I would love it. When she would call in here, you got to love Martha. She was a classic.
I liked when she called in and said that she was voting Democrat or something.
Oh,
what'd she
yes.
say?
She said, don't tell anybody, but I voted for Joe Biden. I voted Democrat.
Yeah. I thought that was funny.
That was about a month before she left us.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, Martha was a trip. I loved Martha. I don't know how you could not love Martha if you met her. Now, I know she grated some people's nerves, but I always loved being around her. She was just fun. She was entertainment.
Yeah. And she was always nice and friendly. I mean, even when my daughter took tap from her, from her studio, you know, when she was little, and she would always sit out in the lobby with all the parents, and she'd be watching TV and just talking to us.
You know, some old people get that thing where, I can't do that anymore. If you even suggested to Martha that she couldn't do something anymore because of her age, she would tell you that she could. She would grab the baton or do what... She was that way. You weren't going to tell her anything.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good to see people like that.
Oh. And right up until 89 and a half, she was... going like a freight train.
Yeah. That's good. I mean, that's great.
She had a fun life, too, though. I think she enjoyed her life.
She did.
So, yeah, we got Martha in here. And we have Madge, who, you know, that's getting along in years. Madge has been gone about 12 years now.
Really? I never knew Madge.
I liked Madge. Madge was always nice to me.
I'm sure she was.
Nice lady.
I just never knew her. I mean, probably because, you know, growing up, I mean, I was young when Dad was on the radio, and then, you know, teenage years, you know, you do teenage stuff, so, you know, I wasn't probably around a lot. I worked and... You know, so I wasn't really involved in my dad's work.
Well, Madge was also about 25 years older than your dad. So that could have been an issue there.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the only really people I knew that Dad worked with was Jeff Ruth and Terry Cole.
And now Terry's went on.
Right. So many people have passed away over this past year. I mean... It's crazy. I've known, I don't know how many people that have passed away within the last year. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people are dealing with the same thing. I mean, maybe I don't know. It's just weird.
Does anybody have any idea what the kerfuffle item is? By the way, 37 minutes past the hour here. It's white and it's paper. It's in the studio. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the Mickey Mouse theme song? Does anybody want to sing it? Is anybody brave enough to sing the Mickey Mouse Club theme song? 740-383-9944.
Didn't they just spell Mickey?
They do, but then there's like a
Mickey
little...
Mickey Mouse out?
Yeah, but there's a little bit of a lyric there.
I don't remember.
I was lucky, though. I got to work with all the substantial people in Marianne Broadcasting. You know, most of them are gone now, but I did get to work with them, and that was fun.
Right. Now, was Britney Spears a Mickey Mouse
Well, I think person? The 80s version, not the original version.
Right. But she's free now.
I don't think she should be allowed to have her money, because I think she's nuts.
You think?
Well, didn't she shave her head at one point
and marry some weirdo? That was a long time ago.
Well, I don't know. I think crazy's forever.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she has kids. Doesn't she have, like, 2 kids?
I don't know. You know, I honestly, she had a little bit of a run there. I went to a concert, like, 25 years ago, and...
You went to a Britney Spears concert?
Oh, I did. I didn't want to go, but I was persuaded to go.
By who?
By a person.
A girl or a guy?
A guy.
A guy.
I was a guy. It was a friend of mine who was obsessed with Britney Spears and asked me to go, apparently because he didn't have any friends. And I went to the thing, and honestly, you know, it rained in there. It was a Nationwide Arena. All these people went, and she had a snake on her at one point. It just, you know, I could have... That was not my thing.
I mean, I saw Christina Aguilera at the State Fair, and I was probably 18, 19 years old. Probably 18, I would imagine, when I went. And, I mean, it was a bunch of, like, teeny boppers. So I'd imagine that was the same with, like, Britney Spears.
Yeah, it was.
I probably would have felt really weird being a guy going to watch Britney Spears.
It's just the concert itself. Like, a few years later, I went and saw Sheryl Crow. I really enjoyed that. And Michelle Branch was her opening act, and Michelle Branch was a hit star at that point, so there was no downside to that concert. I really enjoyed that. I've liked most of the concerts I've went to. But that Britney Spears one was not... It just wasn't entertaining.
I haven't gone to any concerts for a long time. I mean, I've been to Christian concerts. I saw Danny Gokey. I liked him. He did good. I saw him over in Mansfield, but I know you don't know who he is, but...
I've listened.
I'm sure you've heard me play it before, but... I'm trying to think. Yeah, I just haven't been to many concerts.
Danny Gokey. Go ahead, caller.
You and Brittany aren't related, are you?
Yes, we are, matter of fact.
Fourth cousin, twice removed or something?
Something like that. several times removed. She got all the crazy.
Yeah, it seems like it. Interestingly, she's like almost as old as you are. You think of her as being 19, but, you know, time flies. She's, I think, late 30s or something.
I think of her as being nuts. I don't think of her age. I just think of her as being nuts.
Yeah, this conservatorship has really been a big news item.
You know, that's because in America, we're insane. You know, that is a big story baffles me.
Who cares?
I mean, that's what I say.
You couldn't pay me to see Britney Spears. She's a zero talent.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to be that rude, but the concert was not that great.
I'm a better singer than she is. I mean, I don't know what the appeal is. I mean, Madonna and Lady Gaga have an image like Britney Spears does, but they're talented. Madonna, especially, songwriter, she played the drums. Lady Gaga, I mean, I'm not her biggest fan, but I do think she's a good singer. She makes good videos. But Britney Spears, I mean...
She was number one.
You'd have to pay me $100, and I'll bring a book or something, and I'll just read it during the
But you like Elton John. Now, see, there's a guy who
well,
I don't...
Elton John is somebody with amazing talent as a singer and a piano player and a songwriter.
Well, see, I don't see that. I see that he, you know, he's okay, but he's no Beatles. You know, he's there.
No, I would put the Beatles above Elton John, but Elton's up there, and he's had so much staying power.
See, I only know one Elton John song. I don't know the lyrics to it. I just know it's called Your Song, and that's it.
That was one of his earliest songs.
Yeah, I don't know anything else he's ever done.
You don't know Someone Saved My Life Tonight? Island Girl?
No.
Philadelphia Freedom was a huge hit. His duet with Kiki D?
No.
Don't Go Breaking My Heart?
No, I think of him as kind of like, what's that crazy man from the 80s? The
Weird Al Yankovic?
No. He used to like paint himself and
Alice Cooper?
No. What was his name? Huh?
Ozzy Osbourne?
No.
The guys from Kiss, Gene Simmons and the Kiss members?
No, he was gay, but he wouldn't admit that at the time.
Boy George.
That's how I think of...
I mean, I'm the walking encyclopedia of music. Give me clues. I'll tell you who you're referring to.
Well, we just did it. Yeah. I had to say gay, but he wouldn't say it. We got Boy George.
That's his real name.
What?
George O'Dowd. That's Boy George's real name.
Well, all I know is I put him and Elton John in the... They remind me of each other.
Yeah. I would say Elton John is a much bigger performer.
Oh, probably. Elton John has ate more food, I think.
He's a good singer and a good lyricist. I would put Elton John ahead of that, though. But, yeah, Paul McCartney, even though I think some of his stuff when he left the Beatles was questionable, he was such a revolutionary with the Beatles.
See, it's like...
His songwriting and his singing and guitar playing.
Elton John, to me, is like Barbara Streisand. I know who they are. I understand that people flock to their concerts. I understand it's a big deal. But, I wouldn't walk across the street to see either one of them.
Yeah, well, Elton John, I sent you that link. He has tickets that are like $9,000.
Well, that's insanity.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't paint... I like Elton John. I don't like him that much.
Do you know the Mickey Mouse Club theme?
Like, well, Mickey Mouse Club, that's all I know.
But no, I don't think that's it.
I'm not a big Disney or amusement park person, but...
I thought it was M-I-C-K-E-Y-A-D-A-D-A-D-A-D-A.
And Mickey Mouse Club, that's the other one. Mickey Mouse.
No, I think there's a lyric there.
Did you have a Family Feud question about Mickey Mouse?
I don't know. It's possible.
Yeah, something that other mice would make fun of him, remember? Like his shoes, his girlfriend.
You know, I never got that video of you and Patrick doing All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yeah, we didn't do one because it's like if we were to sing that song, we'd lose our appetite.
Well, maybe that would help.
Yeah, when me and Chris are on the show Monday, we might...
Who is that guy, by the way? Who is that? I mean, you say he's a renowned talk show host.
Well,
he looked like he just crawled out of bed.
Renowned.
Who is he?
He's not renowned like Larry King. I mean, he's just been in the business.
Who is he?
For about a dozen years. He's on a Blog Talk radio show. It was actually, I was listening to it before you came on. It's on at 7:30. Well, he'll talk about himself on Monday. And he really wants to meet you because he's real impressed by all your celebrity contacts and stuff.
But what does he do? What's his show about?
Almost anything.
Like, what was tonight's show about?
Well, tonight they were going to have a guest. It was interesting because the guest was supposed to talk about presidents and politicians not being faithful, and that obviously has a lot of relevance to Marion and the entire state. But the special guest had an emergency, so they were just playing music and talking about Christmas safety.
Now, where's he out of?
He lives far east side of Columbus, the Columbus area.
So is he going to be on via telephone Monday?
No. The Adam limousine is going to provide transportation service.
Oh, you're bringing him here?
Yeah, don't even ask about how much the gas is going to cost me. Because it's like getting his house from my house. It takes longer to get there than it does to get to Marion. Marion's an easy trip. It takes me longer to get out there, but whatever needs to be done.
Well, just let... I can't meet him on Monday. I mean, we'll probably pass But you know,
I mean, we'll come in like, you know, 9:45 or so.
I think I have a guest Monday.
Okay, a live studio guest.
I'm not sure yet, but I'm pretty sure.
Okay, you can't give a sneak preview, right?
Well, I don't want to. You know, people try to steal them. They try to hijack my guests.
Oh, so we're finally getting Geraldo.
No, not Geraldo. No.
Is Dr. Ruth coming?
No, I save that for Valentine's Day.
Okay, well that would be appropriate, wouldn't it? Okay, well I'm sure it'll be somebody of interest. No, I'm just in passing.
Yeah, just tell him someday I'll meet him, but not Monday.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's fine. We'll certainly be there, and then I'm sure after the show we'll eat at one of my favorite restaurants.
How old's this guy?
The Harbor Freight Tools.
How old is he?
He's in his 30s.
All right. What's his name? Chris.
Chris Michael Ward.
All right. Well, I'll put that down. Chris Michael Ward, Monday.
He has three names, you know, like John Fitzgerald Kennedy or something.
Find out if he likes Elton John.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know, but so
you know what? I will almost bet the house on that.
You and Brittany are related. Well, I always kind of wondered, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't know. You know, maybe you were third cousins or something.
We only get together on certain holidays.
Okay, and do you listen to Boyz II Men songs when you do?
No.
One of your favorite
Gin Blossoms.
Gin Blossoms, okay, yep. Figures. Okay.
Thanks for calling. Okay. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. That's all you need to know. You know, I'm not big into meeting people.
No.
No.
Well, you have other things to do after you get
I
gotta here.
I gotta move quick.
Yeah.
And sometimes people get in my stride when I'm trying to move quick.
Right.
When I sign off, I sign off.
You're out of here.
I gotta go. It's like there's a cab waiting. I gotta get out of here. I'm here to do my show, and then poof, move on.
Poof. You're
poof,
gone.
I'm gone. I'd like to meet Mr. Three Names, but I'll save that for a later date.
Yeah. Maybe he'll be back.
You never know. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944.
Somebody has to guess the kerfluffle because I want to know what it is.
You know, I...
Because I won't get to listen Monday because I'll be working.
You know, I love Bob Hope. You know, I was thinking about that last night. We were watching... what were we watching?
Well, we were watching Macy's.
Oh, the Macy's commercial. But then, Pale Face.
I don't know what that is.
That was where he sang Buttons and Bows.
Oh, in the original?
The original. And, you know, Bob Hope to me was just tremendous. Because he, I think, is one of the best actors there ever was Bob Hope. Now, as a comedian, I think he was funny sometimes. He did very easy jokes. You know, his jokes were kind of predictable, so I don't think he was, like, drop-dead funny. But as an actor, as a personality, you cannot beat Bob Hope. He is just... He's that personality of being kind of a coward and a flim-flam. You know, he always played that character in whatever he was doing.
Yeah, well, we were watching this... He turned it on to this where he originally did that Button and Bows, and I didn't know that was Bob Hope.
That was young Bob Hope.
And, yeah, I'm sure you think I'm crazy, but...
Well, no, I was just... All those guys from that era used to have a persona. Bob Hope was kind of the coward. Jack Benny was cheap. He was the cheap guy. They all had something like that. But they weren't really like that. But that was something they could always get a joke out of. But Bob Hope as an actor, if you watch his movies, any of those Road pictures or the big broadcast of 1932 or Pale Face, anything he ever did, he is just one of the best actors. And people think of him more as a comedian. And he was a great comedian. But, gosh, he was a very good actor.
I guess I never really watched him, so... I mean, I didn't even know, like, who he was until you told me. Now I can recognize him. Well, unless it was young Bob Hope.
Well, what do the people think about the Bob Hope 740-383-9944. I just think he was, I don't know how many movies he did, quite a few, but boy, he's such a good actor. His movies are never boring. He's, I like that he talks to the camera. You know, I like that technique, that he's talking to the audience.
Yeah. I mean, he's good in what all I've watched, you know, but I'm sure that's not very much, but...
Well, he did so much. I mean, when you live to be 100, and you don't retire till you're 94 or 95, you know, he was just around for a long time.
I mean, I think I might have thought he was like a TV announcer.
Well, in his later life, you know, he did Bob Hope specials.
Okay, like maybe that's why I think that.
4 or 5 a year, which he would come out and he would do a monologue, and then he would have guest stars on, and he would do skits with them. And that was pretty much what he did. But, boy, in his early career, he was a tremendous actor.
Yeah, and I never watched any of that. I mean, I guess I don't watch older shows. I mean, I've watched older shows with you, but if I was watching TV, I would watch Forensic Files.
I think there are some great older movies.
Mm-hmm. There are.
All right, we're down to 6 minutes. Is anybody going to get the kerfluffle item? It's paper and it's white. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I think I might go to New York for the parade this year.
You
cancel
think?
Thanksgiving.
So are you going to drive?
Yeah, probably.
You think?
I'll just, you know, I've always thought about doing this because I'm a spur of the moment type of a guy. Like, get up at 2 a.m. on Thanksgiving morning, get in the car, drive to New York, and watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade live. Drive right to Herald Square. My driveway to Herald Square. You'd always remember that.
Well, I'll go with you if you drive.
You're going to get up at 2 a.m.?
Well, sure I get up at 2 a.m. Although I have to get, like, at least 8 hours of sleep prior.
You know, I used to be able to do that. And I think as I've gotten older, I don't have the energy that I used to have.
Well, that's why I said I would go if you drive. I don't want to drive.
I think I could host that parade. I wonder if they need a new host. You know, Willard has went on to his reward.
Yeah, you could be just like Willard.
Oh, you think?
Well, yeah. You could dress up just like Willard did.
Did Willard dress up?
Well, yeah. He dressed up, didn't he? A lot.
I think he just wore a scarf.
No, well, he dressed up on his weather show.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be doing that.
No?
No.
No heels?
No. I don't think I'd be doing Carmen Miranda like he did.
No.
That's a little over my head. But Willard was a good broadcaster.
He was.
He's one of those guys who was just, you know, that's all he ever should have done. Because he was made to do that.
Yeah, and he was good. And it was nice that he celebrated the 100th birthdays of people. Because who does that now? Nobody?
Nobody.
Yeah, that's sad.
And he's not going to make it.
Maybe I should start doing that.
So where do you get that information? Don't people have to send it in?
Well, I'm sure they can.
Isn't there a HIPAA violation?
No. I mean, if it was your doctor's office telling somebody that, you know, they were 100 years old, maybe that would be a HIPAA violation.
I don't think I'd want people giving out my age.
No?
No.
But me and you are the same age.
Well, see, I think that's what you believe.
You think?
Well, yeah, but what reality is different.
Oh, okay.
Reality's always a little different. Mm-hmm. All right, we got 3 minutes left in the program. Nobody's going to guess this white paper item that's in the studio. It's white, it's paper, it's sitting right in front of me, it's in the radio studio. What could it be? 740-383-9944. We never get these kerfluffle items.
Somebody needs to call and get this.
It's easy.
Because I won't know what it is, and till I ask Scott next week.
It's a very easy item. It's right in front of my face. It's something everybody uses. You probably have them in your home right now. If you had an office, you would have them in your office. We use them around here all the time.
I'm pretty sure I know what it is.
It's just shocking to me that nobody's got this. At the 2-minute warning, 2 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller. We lost that caller. Give us a call if you know the answer. 740-383-9944. 2-minute warning is where we're at in this program. Go ahead, caller.
Is it a napkin?
Not a napkin. Good guess. Not a napkin.
You know, it looks like somebody took a bite out of this microphone over here.
Well, I hope they didn't.
Well, it looks like it.
Maybe this is the correct answer. We hope. Go ahead, caller.
I'll come out of retirement. It's got to be those index cards. Aren't they white with, like, blue or black lines on them? But we have all those index cards.
It is an index card. It's an index card that's got all the mics on. It's the label of the mics.
Okay, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
I thought that was kind of a dumb answer, but okay.
Well, I got it.
I had to come out of retirement, and I didn't think that was even right.
Well, you got it.
I was thinking maybe you left a piece of that artificial spider web, because that was white, and that would be a good answer. Nobody would get that.
Now, Monday morning, you can tell John Michael Montgomery that you were the Kerfluffle champion.
I'm finding it hard to control the excitement. Another good answer would be, like, we have a Santa suit there somewhere. It's probably in the closet. So, like, the Santa hat or the Santa beard, that's white, so...
No, the Santa suit's gone as of this past week.
Oh, thank goodness. You know how much I love Christmas.
No, I thought you were dressing up this year as Santa.
I don't mind Thanksgiving, but I don't do Christmas.
See, anyway. Well,
I mean, Christmas, it starts after Labor Day, and, you know, you get tired of it by the time December rolls around. It's like you're Christmased out.
Well, I don't feel, I'm not in the Christmas mood yet, so I'll have to wait a couple weeks.
Well, you and me both.
All right.
Okay, well, that was a lame answer, but I'm glad I got it. See you later.
All right, bye-bye. Whew. Well... There you go. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Anything parting for the audience tonight?
Nope. I'm going home and going to bed tonight.
It's a cold one. Everybody enjoy the weekend, and God willing, I'll be back on Monday morning. If not, enjoy the repeats. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Oh, that city also is waiting for a World Series. Yes, they is, you know, but I believe in the city. I believe in the tribe. The president is taking 300 of the employees over to Wrigley Field, and I believe that we're going to have one or two wins coming out.